Let me
hello,
just.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes. Okay. I have to wait till my computer says 8 o'clock, even though I don't know if my computer is really accurate. But that's it. We go, the yeshiva usually go by the yeshiva clock, no matter what. So, okay, it says 8 o'clock. So, anyway, so just to summarize, I think there's structure. Maybe say a little clearer than yesterday. There's the Rush makes us says that Mechila helps, and even if you're Chayzer, doesn't make a difference. Right, that's pretty fresh in the Rush. In fact, the Rush, why is it different than Krak Susi, where you can be Chayzer? And there, if you're Chayzer, you're no longer allowed to do Krak Susi anymore. So how come by Hezek Riyah, when you're Chayzer, you're allowed to continue to do the Hezek Riyah? So he says, because here there's a Shibun Mamin. There's a Chayzer Mishpat Dik a Shibun Mamin. Because by Krak Susi, it's only a, what we said, a, the way we described it, a Yoredeya Dik a Isser. An Isser, there's an Aveira, you're not allowed to mathic someone.
Is that a chiddush that is a chayshe? Isn't that the most basic first grade thing that everyone who didn't even read Rashi just read the Mishnah and the Gemara that this is a chayshe mishpat sugya? Is that a chiddush? Okay. Shmuel, newsflash, newsflash.
That we don't even understand.
Really? When we learned the Rush, we didn't learn that it's about one guy forcing the other one?
No. No. I'm sorry. I still don't understand it. The simple pshat before the Rush and Rav Shmuel is that Hezek Riyah, Shmuel Hezek means it's a Hezek. If it's a Hezek, then it's a Yardaya Dikadin. It's an Avera to cause Hezek. There's also a Chayshe Mishpat Dikadin. You have to build a wall. Krak Susi is the same thing. Krak Susi, there's an Avera to go ahead and do mazik someone.
There's only one person who can force him.
You have to pay.
Rabbi, his mashpia doesn't come down and force him. His Rosh Hashiva doesn't come down and force him. There's only one person who can force him. You, me, the shutif. That's Chayshin Mishpat.
No, a Pashup shot. Pashup shot. I don't know. You think it's Pashup. I don't think it's Pashup. I don't even think it's true, but okay. But you think about you're mechaving. You think like Rav Shmuel.
No, I have a problem that I think it's so pashas. Why is he saying
I think the pashas is that his rabbi will come down. And even if his next door neighbor is timid and his next door neighbor doesn't want to say anything because he's just too bashful, your rabbi will say, but listen, I'll be din. You're not allowed to be masochim. You're over in Aveira.
At this point,
not saying anything is not his praise.
Like any other avera, you know, if you have a pool outside and women swim, so the same way you're saying it's the same din. Your rav would say, you know, you can't do lifnei iver. The women are swimming outside. You have to build a wall. It's exactly the same thing. It just happens to be that that we're talking about the shutter forcing. The same exact thing.
That's right. That's right.
It's mamish like a pool. The woman are swimming and the rub hears about it, he comes.
Mamish, a better example, it's mamish like you're eating chazer. You're serving, your wife is serving you chazer. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not, yeah. There's an aveira here. There's an aveira.
No, I know it's an aveira, but who's getting involved in your business, though? I know there's an aveira. But where does it say anything about that? Therefore, we come down and get into your business.
I don't know if you come down, but the person himself is obligated. We don't, and it's not a question of who comes down.
The Mishnah is talking about a chiyuv that the partner can do to you.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. The Rosh is mashma that mechila helps, and it's not even an aveira. And if the person even wants
that step, I don't hear. If I'm right that it really is a chayshin mishpat, the Rush has a right to talk about Baba Basra. If you want to talk about how you stop Lashon Hara and you want to talk about how you stop, you know, Bittel Torah, that's a separate sugya. The Rush happens not to be talking about it.
I don't agree, because that's by the Krak Susi. When we say that he can be Chayzer, he means that then therefore you're not allowed to do it. So here he's saying that you are allowed to do it. That is
you're Chayiv Mamon by Ksusi. That's the point. You're Chayiv Mamon.
Okay. All right. So listen, you have a third shot. You're entitled to, you know, let's wait. And we'll look in the Shulchan Aruch. So I read the Rush, that the Rush is saying that Mechila helps, and therefore you're allowed to go look. You're allowed to go look.
It's a nice thing to do, really. Is there's no b'chafta l'reicha kamaycha?
Yeah.
Really, you're allowed to do things that hurt someone?
That's right. There's no iser. That's how I read
it. Why is it different than whatever you don't want done to you, don't do to someone else?
I don't know. But I'll see halachic iser of mazik, it goes off. The iser, that's how I read the Rush. You want to say I misread the Rush? Okay, so we'll see. The one of the marmikaimis that I gave today is the Shulchan Aruch. We'll read the Shulchan Aruch and see what he says. I assumed yesterday that there's no Israel, and that was Rav Shmuel's question. Rav Shmuel's question was that Rav Shmuel asked this question that why, where's Rav Shmuel? Rav Shmuel, I'm sorry, I got Rav Shmuel here. He asked, Omne Medivre Rosh Chazinin, oh, this is that this paragraph on the second side. So Chutz Min Achiyav Nidnos Kosel Leka Hakol Shum Din Iser Hezegriya. Right? He doesn't say like you. He says that there's no Din Iser. Right? He says the Feirish. So the Shmuel also read the Rush like me, that there's no Iser, and you're allowed to go in and look. Okay. So the question, on the floor that we had is assuming if we read the Rei series, okay, then we'll have to look in the Shulchan Aruch. Assuming you read the Rush the way I read it, the way Rav Shmuel reads it, that you're allowed to mamish look. So we have the Rav Shmuel asigasha. Why should you be allowed to look? Granted, you took off the chayshem mishpat tikadin, but there should still be a yaradeya tikadin and iser.
Remember, what happened to our Hakira? We had a Hakira, is it real Hezek, or it's a stopping Gishtamshus? What happened? Maybe the Rush is going with the other side, and that's why it's mominous, and there's no problem with real Hezek. Why do we give up on that? I don't understand.
Even if we said it's stopping Gishtamshus, the side of Hezek, Ria, Shmua Hezek, is saying stopping Gishtamshus is Hezek.
It's not a Vera. He's a right to be moichel on that, and that's it. It doesn't come back. Yeah, that's the right. It's very
why
different.
Why doesn't it come back?
Because he was moichel on his use of the field. Says, that doesn't come back.
The Rush says that you see from crack, Susie.
That's a real Mechila. That's a real hitting. That's a real hitting over here. It's a lack of his conscience.
Okay, I don't know why that should make for a difference. You see my crack, Susie.
But there is a difference.
And then you take it off. You take it off. So since Hezek Ria Shmua Hezek, so this is considered Hezek. Now you were Michael. Fine. You take away the Mechila. Mechila goes off. So you shouldn't be allowed to do Hezek. That's the question.
Rebbe doesn't see any slimline difference between those two of being oil mazik, nipping somebody's shirt, and being somebody being moichel.
I know the personal question. Yes, I don't see a difference.
Okay, I'm saying there is a difference. Lemaisa, there's a difference. Lemaisa, we could switch between the two.
We're paskening Hezek, Rishma Hezek.
I agree, but that's the shtamshes. It's money. It's money.
No, it's Hezek.
Hezek legabi mamlein. He's taking away his right to use something. Not legabi hurting somebody's thing or ripping somebody's thing. It's just a mamlein dekazach. He can't stay in the. We used to have in Baba Kamer, right? Zena Zalochasi. He can't stay. He can't let it out. It's a mamlein dekazach. He's meichel mamlein.
So you're saying very similar to Rav Shmuel. You know, you're just kind of giving a head like for Rav Shmuel. You're saying that this is not a real Hezek. Okay,
I'm just saying, but if it's a shtamshes, I'm just saying we had a hakira. I don't want Rabbi said I gave up on this hakira. That's why I can't understand.
Based on our hakira, does not follow what you're saying, because soif ko soif, it says Shmua Hezek.
When Rav Shmuel says his blockbuster chiddush, Rav Shmuel says his blockbuster chiddush. Tiknu chachamim sheyesh la'echad al hasheni tvias mamon libnus hakotzel. I think if you ask any first grader that learned the Mishnah, that's not true. That's a chiddush? That the one guy has a tvias mamon, you have to build with me? That's the whole thing, kofin.
But he's saying that there's nothing else to call.
No, he's saying that in and of itself is a chiddush.
I don't know if that in itself is a chiddush. He says, and al karchak sarach laimar I'm
on the bottom with Shiori Reb Shmuel, the two little newsflash. Wow, unbelievable. Really? One guy can force the other guy? Woo!
Okay. So listen, that's nothing to do with our piece. We're in the piece above. This is another point. He's making an additional point. You don't like his additional point? Okay. It's relevant to what we're doing. We're on the piece above the paragraph of them that the Shmuel asks a kasha on the rush. Granted, the mechila helps to take off the chiyuv mamon, but why isn't there an iser?
In this stage, that is an iser. How did we understand the rush in the very beginning? Why would Chazaka help? Is an iser?
Chazaka is a raya that you were meichel.
But it's still an iser.
No, mechila takes. So if the havina was, he says at the end. In the beginning is based on the end.
The very beginning
agrees to his end. The rush holds that Mechila does somehow or another take off the Yisr, right? That's what the rush holds. Somehow.
Why did they ask right away? How could the rush start off in the rush?
Yeah, could have asked it right away.
What's the Chazaka going to do?
I don't know. But the kasha, the rush, the same question. The rush says at the end that Mechila. At the way I'm reading the rush, not like Svi, that the mechila and the Shmuel take makes it mutter to look. I mean, the mechila takes off the iser. So the question is, why should mechila take off the iser? It didn't take off the iser by crack susay. So what's the difference? Okay, that's the question. So you know, you're just asking. See, you can ask in the beginning. Okay.
Yeah. Why do we come out for?
Okay. Anyway, again, I'm trying to summarize. I'm not getting better to summarize. So the question we had on the rush is, granted, the chayshe mishpat dikadina building a chayso goes off, but why isn't there an iser that you're not out there to look at the guy? So the Rav Shmuel answers in the paragraph of the that it was never an iser to looking at the guy. There's only a rack. The only thing there was here was a chiyuv mamonis. Without Rav Shmuel, I would have never said such a thing. Without Rav Shmuel, I would have said that there, of course, is an iser. So why are you allowed to look? Because what the rush is being mechadesh is for reason X that we don't understand. The iser and the choshe mishpat dikadin are totally zebazet, right? In other words, if we're giving Tzvi, we'll give him the credit of Ipshata. So we have three different structures in reading the rush, the havana of the rush, what's the Shmuel's havana is that there was never a yaradeya dika iser. There's only a chayshe mishpat dikadin of building the kaiso, and there's never, ever, ever a yardeya dikadin. There's no such thing. So all you have to do is take off the chayshe mishpat dikadin of building the kaiso, and that's all that was ever here. And I says hezek real shmuel hezek doesn't mean it's a real hezek. Maybe that's a little bit what Shmuel is saying. Also, it's not real hezek. It's only stopping you stops or whatever. It's not real hezek, and there's no yardeya dikadin. Only chayshe mishpat dikadin. That's from Shmuel. I was saying is that of course there's a yaradeya dikadin, but somehow or another, for some unknown reason, which I don't have the hesber, the rush is being mechadesh that the yaradeya dikadin is contingent on the chayshe mishpat dikadin. And once you take off the chayshe mishpat dikadin, memeira the yaradeya dikadin falls off too. And Tzvi is saying that the rush means that he's not discussing the Yardei HaDikadin. The Yardei HaDikadin is still here. Right? Those are three variations of the...
Rebbe, is Rebbe's pshat similar to what we had in, I think, Kuntras HaSvik, is something like that, the famous thing that the
He's not a ganef anymore because we paskind already, something like that. He's not a ganeva. We've had this a few times that one could affect the other. Is this different?
Yeah, but
different
than not, that? Yeah, but there it may not everywhere does it make sense. Just because there's no chiyuv to build the kaisel doesn't mean you're not a mazik. Like what is the thing, you know, sometimes it makes sense. Yes, here it's hard to understand, but yes, it's the same structure. You are correct.
Right? Can I just ask on Cross Susi, just that din itself? How did the during the time before you take back your rights, how did the Issa go away for those few minutes?
Because there's no
I let Issa, somebody in my house.
You know, Issa, the guys, if you give him permission to do it. If I give you permission to eat my food, are you over Geneva?
So it's obviously that the mamon affects the Issa. So I just want to rephrase the question. The question is, after giving permission, just like by Cross Susi, you should be able to take back that permission. So to hear by Hezek Ria, you should be able to take it back. But of right. course, during the time when you allowed it, he didn't have any issur.
Right.
That's not the Rush's question.
I'm trying to give you a hard time. That was the Rush's question. That's how you phrase the Rush's question.
Right, that's the Rush's question.
That's the Rush question. And the Rush answers it. The Rush says, because granted, you can take it back, but it's too, as far as the Chiyuv on the coast, so it's too late. So the problem that we have is good, Ein Achinami. Granted, on the Chiyuv on the coast, so it's too late. We don't understand the Rush's answer to the question. So
No. The question should be, why is it too late? Now, well, why are you? I don't understand how you're asking it. It should be, why is it too late? Why it wasn't too late by Cross Susi?
Rush said that you can take back. That on the building of the wall, which is a chiyuv mamonis. So
it can be permanently mochel.
It's too late.
So then there's no question on the issur. Then the issur is gone.
Our question was, and this is a Shmuel question too. Okay, granted, you can the chiyuv of building the wall. It's too late. You can't take it back. Once it goes off, it goes off. But why does the issur go off?
I totally misunderstood what you were saying. Of course would fall off then. I thought it's basically asking why should it be allowed permanent mechila? Why can't you take your right back, your mamonistic back?
And that's a good question. But it's not that what we were asking. That we would ask that as a second step. Once the issur is
separate from the mamon,
the mamon should come back. That could be, we asked that too. But the first step we were asking was, even if we grant Rush that you can take off the Chiyuv Mamon on the Kaiso, that's not so hard to hear. But why is there Issur gone? There's an Issur to be causing him Hezek.
It's like Cross Susi. There's no Issur once the mamon's gone.
That's because he didn't take back his mechina yet. Here he took back the mechina. So the took back the mechina. You're not allowed to be mazik to person. How are you allowed to be mazik to person?
You should be able to go back and take back your permission, take back your ability.
But you did take back your permission. That was the Rush's question.
But it's a mummonist question. I should be able to take back my mummonist.
The Rush question was, you should be able to take back your permission. You could take back your permission, and you do take back your permission, except the Gabi, the Chiyuv Koso, is gone. Now, there's only one time. Let's say there's only a chiyuv to build a kaiso once. So it's like if you built it once, so that's it. You're off the hook. The Rav Chanan says it's like we view it as if the kaiso is still standing. I don't know, but the it's harayne kino is kabalti. That's what Rav Chanan says. So it's like the kaiso. I got the money for the kaiso, but the question that we had is that the forget about the din kaiso. Let's say there would be no chiyuv kaiso. There's an aveira to be mazik, and hezek ria shmo hezek. So how are you allowed to do hezek ria? Just like there's an aveira to rip his shirt, there should be an aveira of doing hezek ria, because once we bask in hezek ria shmo hezek, so that should be an aveira. So how? So granted, the Rosh says that the chi of mammon is to build the kaiso, goes off. But there should still be a chi of an iser to be masik. So we have structurally. Yesterday we said two totally different structures. I'm not sure we spoke it out clearly yesterday. Rav Shmuel says the structure is that min the fun. There is no aveira in this type of hesek, which is something like Shmuel signing to, because this is some kind of whatever type of hesek this is, and you're doing it in your own reshut, and there's no shooting anything, whatever it is, it's not a real hesek. We are a mistake. We thought that since the Gemara says hesek riyishmoa hesek is a real hesek, and it's an aveira, you're not out the mazik the guy. No, not true. There ain't no Yoredeya din of Hezek Riyah. It's only, the only din of Hezek Riyah is a chiyuv to build a wall. That's Rav Shmuel. And I thought that that is not true. I did not even think of that before when I read the Rush, because I was under the impression, of course, it's a din and iser. It's a mazik. The mazik is an iser. And the Rush compared it to Krak Susi. It's an iser. But I thought that and he said by there's an iser to look at somebody else. So you see, there's such a type of iser. Okay, I'm not bringing it right. But so I thought that what the Rush is somehow or another saying that the iser is contingent on the chiyamamim, and if you somehow or another remove the chiyamamim to build the kaiso, then the iser also goes off. Okay. Well, I have to figure out a svara for that.
Somehow? Really?
Somehow
it's dependent on the ownership.
The iser is being, you're doing iser to me as an individual. When you're looking at me, you're causing
me. He was mochel on it.
But he took the mechila back.
He did not. The Rush says you can't take the mechila back.
Not true. The Rush does not say you can't take the mechila back. It's the same as Krak Susi. You could take it back. The Rush is only saying
you could take it back. You're not taking back
that. As far as the chiyuv to build the kaiso,
you're taking back the ownership of the shirt. You're taking back your ownership of my shirt. Don't rip my shirt anymore. It's
so
mumminous.
Don't cause me hezek with Ria.
You never allowed an iser. What you did is you allowed him to rip your shirt because it's your shirt.
Okay, so I'm allowing you to look at me, but now, and that's hezek. So now I'm saying you can't be mazik me with looking at me.
But you told me you're allowed to be mochel on the money part.
I'm mochel the kaiso.
The kaiso is the same as
kaiso is a different thing. The kaiso is a protection. The kaiso is a way I can get you to guarantee that you won't look at me. I can force you to build a kaiso. It's a geder. That's what a kaiso is. It's a geder. So the kaiso probably is a chiyuv drabanan.
So how on earth would taking off a chiyuv drabanan?
I can say I won't look, and I want to be able to kaiso.
How in Rebbe's structure? How on earth would it be possible to even start to have a structure that if you took off the din drabanan that the rabbanan said about kaiso will have anything to do with going future now that there's an issa d'oraisa? What does that have to do with the rabbis?
Excellent question.
No, but I'm just bringing out that it's a din derabbanan of mammon. It was a din derabbanan of putting up a wall.
I agree. You're telling me that my structure is no good. Fine. For all this, all I just wanted to do, is to contrast the two different structures so that we can. What we were discussing yesterday was the halachic nafkaminas between the structures. If you right, again, let's say the two structures. You don't like the structure, fine. But the structures, one structure, a Shmuel structure is zetman defun. There is never an isra yaradeya. There's no isra yaradeya of looking at the guy. And therefore, you don't have to take it off because it was never on in the first place. The only thing that existed was a chiyuv to build the kaiso, right? Shmuel, I think, was saying the same thing. I think so. The only chiyuv was a chiyuv to build the kaiser. There's no yardeya. Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't want to put words in Shmuel's mouth. That's not fair. And the way I'm saying it is, of course, there's such a thing as an issa yardeya, but somehow or another, the issa yardeya goes off for some reason. For some reason or another, in this situation, the issa yardeya goes off. Whether it's like I said, because the issa yardeya is contingent on the issa mamon, you want to say like Israel Ruck says, because for that the mechila does help. I don't know. But there is such a thing as an issa yardeya, and it just said it went off, right? That's the structure. The two, the most broadest form, the Rav Shmuel is saying zemin defun that there was never an issa yardeya, and I'm saying there is a issa yardeya, except something, we'll leave it as total vagueness, something caused the issa yardeya to go off, right? So we said yesterday, I thought very, very nicely, that the way you, when you have a hakira, what you do is you figure out the nafkamina lalacha, and then you check it. So we said yesterday there would be two nafkamina lalacha between these two structures. Nafkamina would be, number one would be the chumra. If you say according to Rav Shmuel, there's never a chi of yardeya. It's not that you took it off. You didn't take it off. It never existed. According to us, it existed. You took it off. So the nafkamina would be, does it exist in a case where you didn't take it off? For example, in a case where for whatever reason, you know, let's say you have a wall and the wall fell down. And now you called up a contractor to build another wall. And he says, don't you know it's in the middle of COVID? It's in the middle of the Ukrainian war. It's the middle of whatever. I have a backlog. I won't get to you for 6 months. So what is it then? And meanwhile, in the interim, is there an iser? According to Rav Shmuel, there's no iser. The only thing is to build a wall. You're doing your best to build the wall. You're trying to build a wall. You can't build a wall because of COVID. You can't build a wall because there's no bricks, because there's a supply shortage. You can't build the wall because there's a war going on. You can't build the wall because there's no workers. So then there's nothing. You're potter. Your only chiyuv is mominess on the wall. You can't build the wall. You can't build the wall. According to the way I read the Rush, that about the Rush is assuming there is an iser. It's just over here, for some reason or another, the iser went off. So it's very likely it's only over here the iser went off. Either because what Yisrael said, because here there was a mechira, or because I'm saying it, because here there's the iser mominess goes off. So the iser mominess affects the iser, the yardeya dika iser. But in a case where there's nothing taking off the iser mominess, it's just that you're delayed. You're an ani. You have to wait to the supply chain. You can't get your workers. There's a shortage of supply. There's a shortage of workers. There's a strike. So then there's nothing that doesn't take off the chashem mishpat dekachiyev. Then there's no reason why the yardeya dekachiyev will go off, right? So the simple nafkamina between the Rav Shmuel's shot and my structure would be whether there's an iser in a situation where the chi of mamonis has not gone off, right? According to Svi, also there would be an iser in that case. It doesn't be always an iser, more radical. Right? The second afkamina we said a second afkamina going the other direction. This is an afkamina, again, this was an afkamina that according to Rav Shmuel, there's a kula. That when you can't build the wall, you're allowed to look. And according to us, there'd be a chumra. And we said there's an opposite, there'd be a chumra in Rav Shmuel.
Chumra in Rav Shmuel, yeah.
What?
Yeah, chumra.
A chumra in Rav Shmuel. Why would a chumra in Rav Shmuel? The chumra in Rav Shmuel would be, I forgot, right? The cheshbon. So what would
it be? Can't be mistako.
Oh, because he says, thank you. Because he says clear, because we have a kasha on Rav Shmuel, which he himself is bothered by, the Rosh said himself that by the Chanon you can't be Misako. I didn't know Isser. So he has to say that his stako is different. So that means that even after the fact, his stako is still Usser, right? Even after your Maicho in the wall, and once you took it back, his stakas would be Usser. Right? His stakas is always Usser. So he would have to say his stako is Usser. And yes. Okay, so let's look at this Shulchan Aruch, right? We're running, I hope you have the Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. So it's Sif Aleph and Gimel. So Sif Aleph is, I'm just reading the Mechaber and Ramah for easy, make life easy. Chotz Rashut and Shesham Din Chaluka, Osho Choku B'Ritzayim, Avi Shehna Din Chaluka, Yeshu Chol Ekel Hem Loka V'Tchaveo Nidnos HaKoyso B'Emso, Kidei Shlo Yira, Yira Aver Mishash Mishmishash Mechalko. That's the Gemara that he's passing that Ezek Ria Shmua Hesek. Hafilo almost Shikak Yashonim Rabos, Pino Mechitza, Kofea Lazos Mechitza Choshe Shigirta, that's a rush. Okay. Haga, says Rambo, Hafil Yashminik Beer Shalasos, Asoso, Ain Hokanaka, the Kaipin Asaiso. Okay. Hafilo Omeraka, the Kazakti Kakpino Kaiso. Okay, it's also the rush. And if gain yesh, Adam Shemach was that is our Hezek Ria, Shuvin Yokol and Himchol. So he's passing like the rush, exactly like the rush. That if there's Adam that was a Mechira, then you can't take it back. Shuvin Yokol Himchol. You can't say anything. And of Ganesh Avaku. Yeah. Okay. So that means it's just very simply he's basking like the rush. Okay. Okay. Let's tip to Gimel. Kaiso Zeh, Yivnu, Amakom Shneyan. It's built in the middle property. Who both saw Shlem, and they both have to pay for it. The ain echad me'em yachol loymar lo nitzratzi lachlo. Abi Shlem em din chaluka b'tnai shetina ata mishalcha. Okay, that was an earlier rush. Pilu yesh be'echad pishnai mechatzur yasai kotzur chatzon. This is a shaila. What happens if one person owns more land? Does he still build the boy mitzai kotzur be'emsa? So at least the Mechaber says yes. Okay. I think Rabbi Meltzer was saying that some people disagree with that. Is that right, Rabbi Meltzer? Rabbi Nelson, you were talking about someone disagrees? Were you saying that? I think you were telling us that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. Says the Rambam. Go. So the only can't afford the wall. So now the Ani says, I'll build it myself. Ain't sir, okay, sir. Okay, so that's fine. The Mena writes it, but if he doesn't, he's not ready to build it himself. Dino Kimo Bayes Aliyah. Okay. So they can't build. So Shnei Emanim, Mishtam Shemkach. So, right, Rav Shmuel quoted this, right? Why Rav Shmuel quote this? Shmuel quoted this in the piece where
so we see it still exists.
Then Rav Shmuel in the paragraph Yesh Lo Chiyah came, bringing a riot himself. Sheshutin Shechayvim Livnos Koso, Bikomako Kol Macho Espiko Livnos Koso. But who's going to show Makom that certain Shai Mishum has a Kriya? It doesn't say anywhere that they can't use the field because it has a Kriya. Until they got around to build the Koso. The Ayim Mishokin Arachosha Mishmet. Kupnan Zion Gimel, that's what we just read by God. Shekos of him shame on the Yemishtapchen Kach. Vilachoyra, Lamad on name of the Surah, and he didn't have the Gria. Akorachok Sarachloi, Markim Hashikosav. The Lekim is the Isser Mahasik. That's his Ryan. It says in there, it says here that if shame on the Yemishtapchen Kach, there's an Isser of Hesagria. Must be that there's no Isser. Right, that's his right. So what's the plea on Suman Rav Shmuel?
Because he says they have to go back. They have to try not to look at each other.
Well, so the question is, how did Rav Shmuel read the very next line in the Ramah?
Musser. He read it as Musser.
If you stop where Rav Shmuel stopped, he has a gaval de garaya. He says, Imshem Randiyim, Mishtam Shem Kach. But then he continues, Umigomago, Koelko Yarke Katsu Komada Efsher. So Yazi Kaver Beria.
That's got to be Musser.
Oh, so the Terence is, so Rav Shmuel will say, that's Musser. Yeah, in other words.
But it's got to be, because they mean Yarke.
If there be a real Isser.
Why would it just be Yarke?
Then you would be allowed to be Mishtamshim. So you're explaining Rav Shmuel. Mishtamshim, if there's a real answer, then we mean you're Mishtamshim Kach. You're doing Yisurim. You're doing Yisurim. There it says it's not a real answer. Except that, you should try a little bit. Avada, you're not going to succeed. Avada, you're not going to succeed. And that's you're going to end up seeing the other guy. But, In the home of the answer, what are you getting? Okay, so try. There's no real answer. Comes along, right? That's how Rav Shmuel is going to have to read this, because there's no answer. So we look at the graph. The graph.
There's no like that.
He sends it to Kufnan Dalit.
Yeah, so the graph says, the grand that's Zion, umigoma go koechon, kimashikosa besimin kuf nundao, it sits Zion by God, which was talking about the case of chaloinus. And it says over there, avahu usher, right? Let me look. And then it goes to say, kuf nundao, it sits Zion, right? Now it's at Zion. Kofnun Dawid Tiv Zion. Sorry. You can't get the place. It says over there, if you open up a window, and then he's Mocho. So that's fine. Oh, but what if you have a chazaka? So he says, Ramah says, "Ava bisha rabim soivim is fear like the ain chazaka behind the hezekriya." And even if you say chazaka does help, that's gubal shokano. You can't make me close it. Ava hu oser lamo bechalo the liros bechotra veiro. Kidei shelo yizakenu b'riyaso, u'bezeh isura ka'ovin. So he's very strong Russian of Isser, and right? He says, "I want to read that line again." Avohu Usher, Lamo Bechado, the Liros Bechotra Vero Kadeshla Yasikano Buriaso, the Bizet Isura Ka'oven.
What's the case there again?
That's the case of the Rosh of Chanon.
Okay.
And I have a Chanon, I have a wall, and there's a Chanon in my wall. And even if the wall was built, the Chanon was built with your permission. So I'm Yaisi, but I'm not allowed to look in the window. Again, is that he doesn't even say this, Doc. He just, but I'm not out to stand there and to see. I guess that's So let me just say the question. So the question is, if the Grah goes ahead, the whole Rav Shmuel was bringing a raya that there is no Isser from the case. In other words, this was Rav Shmuel. We were saying that Rav Shmuel is a Mako. That Rav Shmuel is a Mako. That Rav Shmuel is a Mako. That, you know, we had two nafkaminas. We said Rav Shmuel is Mako. That there's no Isser. There's no, if you can't build a wall, there's no Isser. And that presents, just like when the two on the end, they can't build the wall, there's no Isser. But the Ramah says that you call it Yarchik Atzmo, and the Grah says it's an Isser. In other words, it's Musser. The Grah says it's a real Isser. It's Medamet to Chalon, where Rav Shmuel himself agrees that Chalon is a real Isser. Rav Shmuel clearly says that his stacko by Chalon is a real Isser. He agrees that Chalon is a real Isser. It's clear from Rav Shmuel. And the Grah is Medame, this Ramah, to Chalon. So the Grah is clearly not like Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel is saying that there's no Isser. Because you're just looking is not Isser. His stacko is something else. But just looking, you know, is there? But the Ramah says you gotta be careful not to look, and the Grah said because it's a real it's a real Isser, like Chalon is a real Isser.
I'm sorry,
I'm keep cutting you off. You know, there's a court there of Shmuel. Chalon is a real Isser because it's a stacko, because it's hinini mukhan zuman is stacko. Over here, there's no real Isser. And it's really mutter. The Ramah says, Yarchik Atzmo, okay, that's how be mutter. But the Grah says that Yarchik Atzmo is because of the Isser of Chalon. It is an Isser. And so that means that the Grah is learning that there's an Isser, even without being mistako. And he's saying Chalon is not dafka being mistako, as long as you're looking in his field. And there's a real Isser, even if you can't build, there's a real Isser. So this is a kasha on you know, the one not first nafkamina that we had against Rav Shmuel. Yeah, what?
I think this is coming from there's a tor, and again, not a Bekiska, I'm just coming from the tor in Kufnun Dalet, that's called from Aleph, and then they go to Yud Zayin. And on that tour, it says very clear that by chalon is a feel machal loy hanezik, even the vadi asal mazik la zikar beriya, the ain't adam yachal is zar of laami, kola yin batsima seinayim, al krachenu, nemalaze, sasim chalonech valtachatadir. There's a din in chalon, this is a special svara over there. And it says, and then he brings down the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says, it holds ain chazak la hazagria, and this is totally machlekes. The Rosh holds there is a chazaka, and the base reisiv over there brings down that's the chiluk between chaloyin and chatzer.
I don't know, but the Grah is saying I don't know the bekiyas, but I just see over here the Ramah says that this very case which Rav Shmuel quoted as a raya to himself, that's mutter, The Gra says it's Aser. Now the Gra clearly.
The Gra isn't going on the rush, right?
What?
Gra isn't going on the rush.
He's going on the case. The Rav Shmuel brought a raya from the Shulchan Aruch. Look what happened. Rav Shmuel brought a raya from this Ramah. He quotes this Ramah. He says, you see, the Ramah is a raya to me. Because that means that he's assuming the Ramah is following the logic of the Rush. And he says, the Ramah is a raya to me. Because you see, in the Ramah, there's no Isser. And comes along the Gra and says, the Gufa, the Ramah is saying there is an Isser. So, okay, so Rav Shmuel obviously read the Grama different than the Gra. Okay, I'm ready to grant that. But you know, we don't like arguing with the Gra.
Hey, does that make sense that Rav Shmuel would just ignore the Gra?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. You I don't know.
I mean, can't this answer that it's also to look at somebody else. We clearly see by Chaloin. Nobody could argue that by Chaloin there's a clear Isser.
Yeah, but that's the Rav Shmuel answer that by saying that's when you're being mistako. But here we're talking without being mistako. Forget the Rav says you have to be yarchik as of chomashesh. So yazik haver beria doesn't mean to avoid mistako. It means yarchik atmo. The Ramah Pasha means not just that you can't be mistako. It means that you have to go out of your way to try not to look into his rishos. Yeah,
how does Rabbi understand why Lamaisa by the Aniyim they could do that? According to Rabbi Lamaisa, there's an Isser.
Because the Isser's only way I would understand it is that there's a difference between the Isser is contingent on whether it's Efsher and E-Efsher. It's like Ika Dark Achrina and Leka Dark Achrina. You know, that there is such a thing.
Rebbe was saying the nafka mina by the case of COVID, if you can't build it, it's EFSHA. Rebbe was saying that you're not allowed.
Okay, but you're not allowed. There's an Isser. But now the Mechaber, I would say that the Shulchan Aruch is qualifying it, that there's an Isser. But there, it depends. What's Usser? Only what you can, what you have the ability to avoid. But what you...
Is Rebbe changing? Is Rebbe changing? Yesterday, you are changing.
And slide, I'm saying, in light of another, you know, Shmuel has a raya to himself, so I have to answer that raya to think. Same thing. Well, I'll have to
the halacha by COVID. What's lamaisa of the halacha by COVID? There's nothing available.
That you have to do is same thing that the Ramah says here, that you're allowed to use your field, but you have to go out of your way to not look.
And how are you allowed to, the guy's not Michael, you how are you allowed to look at him and be mazik him?
Because that's in the gather of Leka Dark Achrina.
Oh wow, what has Leka Dark Achrina make? Oh, so therefore it's not us, you mean?
There's a difference, just like we have in the Ika Dark Achrina and Leka Dark Achrina and Hilchis Yerdea, the Gabi, the Isser of looking at a woman.
If my only way is for me to trample on your things, I'm not allowed to do hezek. There's no dinner.
Okay, but in this Isser of hezek, this which is like a
saying, if I have no other way to go, can I trample your garden?
And we're agreeing with Rav Shmuel with all the different Shmuels that the hezek here is not a simple grubba hezek. So apparently, you're right. There is a kula in the hezek that. The what you can't avoid, there's a heter, but it's
that's
it's,
getting very close to a Shmuel Svara. Okay, I'm doing my thing,
but that's not what Rav Shmuel. But there's but what you could avoid is Usher.
Any reason why Shmuel can't learn like the Gra as well?
Because the Gra Shmuel is trying to say that there is no Isser here. The only time that there's an Isser, there's this Misako.
I thought that we understood that Shmuel's assumption was all based on the fact that you have the right to use your chatzar. And that's why Rav Shmuel had to define the whole Hezekiah as nothing more than a chiyav to make me build a wall. And that's why Mechila undoes the whole thing, all based on the Yesod that I have the right to use my chatzar. Nichnas in that right is not the right to be Misako.
And that's why Isra's Taklus is consistent. Also, not nichnas in that right is the right to do anything more than kol ma de efshel israchik. So Rav Shmuel looks at it and says, just as mistakel is also because your right, your yard, doesn't give you the right to be mistakel, if you could be machik kol ma de efshel and have good ashtamshes out of your yard and not inconvenience them with hezekriya, you have the same chiyah.
Okay, maybe you could say that. I don't believe Rav Shmuel held that way. Doesn't sound that way, but you're saying that you can make a minor change in Rav Shmuel and say that just like where Rav Shmuel could have agreed that Istakas is Aser, so this could also be Aser. But everything else is Mamish Mutter. Okay, I hear. Let me try and go further, but I hear. Maybe so you got a very good, you happen to have a good point. But I'm not trying to go further because I want to get away from your good point. Now you have a good point. That would probably answer Rav Shmuel, even though I don't think that's what he's saying per se, because he brings. But okay, I want to go back to the other point, because to the other Nafkamina. Now by our Chutzer case, we only have 10 minutes left. Less than 10 minutes. By our chutzer case, 10 minutes. By our chutzer case, so the case of the rush, where the guy was meichel, and then he took back the mechila. Would the Ramaz din, apply, right?
And what the mechila does.
Let me just say the question. In other words, well, we'll even say like Dov. Dov is saying that this din of kol ma sheyarchek atzmo v'kol ma de'efsher shel yazik is the equivalency of hisdaklus, right? Is a broader extension of hisdaklus. So this was really our second nafkamina that we said between us and Rav Shmuel, is what would be the din of hisdaklus in our case. Right, that was our second afkamina. We said, according to Rav Shmuel, his stakas would be aser. Well, according to us, his stakas would be mutter. So now, saying like Dove, or that the Ramah is extending his stakas to koma sheyarchik atzo b'koma sheev sheyadik there. That's similar to stakas. And therefore, that's also Aser. So we would have the exact same nafkamina. It's really taking that same nafkamina. According to us, even things that are Aser in other cases are mutter here. Because somehow or another, the fact that you, according to me, not us, I know you guys didn't buy in yet, but according to me, somehow or another, the fact that you took off the Iser Maminus takes off the Yaradeyadika Iser. So what's normally Aser is mutter. According to Rav Shmuel, nothing takes off the Yaradeya Iser. So it's normally Aser, it would still be Aser. Right? So based on the Shulchan Aruch, can we bring any raya from the Shulchan Aruch what the din would be when there's Mechila and it takes it back? Are you obligated to be Kohecha Yarcha Katzma Mechoma de Efsher? Yes or no? Right? That's the question. The Ramah in Sif Gimel says, is that true also in the case? I'm going to say the question because I want to make sure I get the question. We have two cases. We have case number one of the Ramah, of the Rush, where the guy was Meicho and then he took back the Mechila. In that case, you don't have to build a Kaiso. We have case number two of two Aniyim. In case number two of two Aniyim, that's Sif Gimel. The Ramah says clearly, "Kol echad yarchik atom choma de efsher," which Dov is saying that that's the equivalency of istakris. Okay, fine. So the Gros seem to say that's a real iser gummer. So I wonder, would that apply also? What would be the din in case number one when the guy was meichel and he took back his mechila? Would this din apply? So what's the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch?
Come back.
What?
That's why I keep reading the Torah, because the Torah says even if he's machal, he can't do it. That's.
I'm not into the Torah. I can't read the Torah. I got to read the Shulchan Aruch. What is the mashmah of the Shulchan Aruch here? Somebody,
you don't need to be mistaken at all. Why is it Mashmah? Because in Sif Aleph he says,
right,
he doesn't qualify that,
right? In other words, the fact, I think that's a pretty good diak. The fact that in Sif Aleph the Ramah says he brings the Rosh and says his mutter and he doesn't make any limitations. Well, in Sif Gimel, the Ramah makes limitations. The Ramah in Sif Gimel said, why didn't the Ramah write in Sif Aleph that same phrase? Right? So it's very, very strongly mashma that this Ramah, this limitation that the Ramah is making is only true in Sif Gimel and not in Sif Aleph. So that is L'Chaira, clearly not like Rav Shmuel, I hope. Right?
Well,
Rav Shmuel well, was
maybe
saying,
over there. What's the difference between what's the case of Aniyim?
Rav Shmuel brought a raya to his din because he equated the two. Rav Shmuel is saying that there's no chiyuv. There's no yoredeya. I'll bring you a raya. There's no yoredeya because the two aniyim. There's no yoredeya. So Rav Shmuel learned that two aniyim and the case of mechina are exactly the game. Exactly the same. The only chiyuv is to build the kaiso. By the two aniyim, there's no chiyuv to build the kaiso because they can't afford it. Or practically speaking, by our case, there's no chiyuv to build the kaiso because the Mechina helped on the Kaiso. As far as Yoredeya, they're both the same. And in both of them, they're both the same. And that's why he brought a Raya. You see from there that by Aniyim, there's no Yoredeya. Then by our case, there's no Yoredeya. So if Aniyim has a Yoredeya, they got me Histakles, or a Yoredeya, they got me this, then, Koechon Yarchik Atzmo. Then that should apply in our case too. But the mashmos of the Ramah is very, very strongly mashma. Not like that. The Ramah is mashma that the only time we say Kohechot Yarchik Atzmo is only by the Aniyim, but not in the first case. So you have to say that the first case is Morkau.
There's something calls man the Mechila.
What?
Calls man the Mechila. That could be just over there. It's Yevsher over here.
But we're talking about
the Mechila.
We're talking in Sif Aleph after he takes back the Mechila. After he takes back the Mechila, the Ramah says, that means even if you take back the Mechila, it may make a difference.
Because it's Michael's. Michael. He can't take back the Mechila.
Now you took back the Mechila. And the Rosh brought a raya by crack Susi that you can take back the Mechina. So the Rosh only said that when the Gabi, the Kriyav Koso, you can't take it back because that's Choshen Mishmet. But the Gabi Yoredeya, the way the Rosh Shmuel learns the Rosh, this is how he learns the Rosh. You can't blame me for this. The way the Rosh Shmuel learns the Rosh, that you only can't take back the Mechida, the Gabi Chosha Mishpat, because it's the money. It's like I got paid already. But the Gabi Yoredeya, you could take it back. That's why Krak Susa, you take it back. And that's why the whole Shmuel is Kasha. And Rav Shmuel's answer was, Zem in the foot. There is no Issa Yoredeya. But now we see from Sif Gimel that there is a Shtiko Issa Yoredeya. So whatever is the Yaradeya you have in Sif Gimel, you should have in Sif Aleph. So the Fi Aniyah Naidi, the Shulchan Aruch is against Rav Shmuel Rizotsky. And happens I'm not the only one that says this, a Biyurim Biyurim. That's the same thing. Right? It's a Bariah Bruda.
I'm saying the Ramah doesn't, I don't know, for some reason,
just mashma from the Ramah that before, while he's being meichel and echanami, it's gone. But after he takes it back, then he could.
No, he says shuv ein yachal limchos.
He's going in the last part. He's going in the last.
I mean, shuv ein yachal limchos means even if he takes it back, it's no, it's not relevant.
What is Adam?
Shmuel mechia when he's being meicha, that's equivalent to taking it back. That's what he's trying to do by being meicha.
Now, so Yoav Rizovsky would have to say shuv ein yachal limchos, but you still have to be careful not to look. But that sounds so daichik. The Ramah should have woken up and Sif Aleph and said that. Why does the Ramah wake up in Sif Gimel and say that? Right?
Well, he's not saying his stock, assuming he's not putting aside
Rav Dov's side. Whatever he's saying in Sif Gimel, he should have said in Sif Aleph.
Well, did he cover his stock list anywhere in Shulchan Aruch elsewhere?
Sif Gimel is a Kal V'Chomer to his stock list.
He says, so did he cover the Farish laws of his stock with somewhere else, or
down? But here he's saying even more in his stock list. He's saying you gotta even be marking yourself, even come out of the F church, even more chomer than his stock list. So, but he's
saying maybe in Sif Aleph, he's talking about a different halacha. He's talking about the building of the wall. He's not talking about Meinei Hishtamshus.
Okay, so you're saying that in Sif Aleph, this halacha would have applied to, and just he wasn't discussing it.
But that's the truth. In Sif Aleph, he never mentioned about could be Mishtamish, can't be Mishtamish, where to be Mishtamish. Sif Aleph is the wall halacha. Sif Gimel, there's no wall because there's no money. So what do we do next?
Okay, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm not happy with that. He says, shuv ein yachal limchos. Limchos means, I'm not sure. Limchos usually means,
if you didn't have Sif Beis, you only learned Sif Aleph, no Sif Beis, no Sif Gimel, how would you touch the word limchos?
I don't know. Limchos, I don't know. I wouldn't touch limchos, means everything.
What does everything mean? Specifically, what does it mean?
That you have to build the wall, and you can't use this property.
Use property. Hishtamshus man dochar shmei. It's not mentioned anywhere in Sif Aleph. Okay.
But when you say ein yachol limchos, it's once we la maisa there is, it comes out later that there is such a concept of that I can be meicha to you not to use the property. So when I say ein yachol limchos, pashas, it means I can't be meicha anything. Not that ein yachol limchos, but only the gabi, but the gabi something else, yachol limchos. You know, that's, maybe that's how Rav Shmuel read it, but isn't that, daichik and other, it says ein yachol limchos. But really, you could be meicha.
I was talking about this
particular thing, ein yachol limchos.
And then
he was talking only about this thing.
I agree, it's a little doichik. I'm just trying to make the raya shouldn't be mochav. That's all.
Okay.
The lashon of the Torah that he quotes, if I'm correct there, avon yesh edim shemachol zal zal hezek riyah shuv en yichon lachzeben.
Shuv en yichon lachzeben. They're right. It can't be chayzer.
That's all he says. As he quotes the Torah, he's quoting it. Right, okay. That piece that he quotes, Torah. Sif Dal B'Shem Arush.
Okay, but our question is, are you allowed to, can the guy use it? Something, I'm just claiming that the fact that in Sif Gimel, he makes a point, he goes out of his way to say that you gotta be Yarchik Asmo Komash the Efshir. And in Sif Arab, he says, I can't be Meicha you. So it's Mashma, then it's Sif Arab. You know, you were allowed to do whatever I wanted.
I'm very humbly disagreeing, and I'm saying that Avada he would say the same thing in Sif Aleph. It's just not Negeya in Sif Aleph because
I hear. So he says he should say if it's in a Shetan Sif Aleph, he should say it. He should he being misleading. He writes in Sif Aleph that Eina Yoko Limpus. And really, I can stop you from using your field And I don't say that.
The word limcha is only lachser. He's going on the Aden part. He means I can't fight the Aden. He's not talking about the Hezekria. That's what I mean. That's the lashon of the Torah. Eliyach lachser, man. Not talking about limcha for the Hezekria.
Limcha doesn't mean lachser. Limcha means to protest.
But this is
what limcha means. Limcha means to protest.
This is
okay. Well, I'm going to stop. I hear you people are giving me a hard time, but I'm still ready to fight. Okay. Anyway. So what? Either let's think about this, and maybe if there's any other riots, and then the question also be if there's any logic to the structure that we're trying. That I would like to say, does it make any structure of sense? Why the Issa Yardaya should be contingent on the Issa Mammon? Is there any logic to that? Okay, Yishkayach, everybody.
Yishkayach.
Thank you.